Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 2nd at 12:30 at Mester Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 75 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. The Mester Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 12th at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, OKCattlemen.org.
Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says his agency is working with the Office of Management and Budget to find ways to reduce the impact of the government shutdown on farmers and ranchers. Farm Service Agency offices across the country are closed, and it's causing several challenges for producers. We're working with OMB to see if we can find some relief in that area, Perdue said on Fox Business. We're hoping to work up some strategies very soon to get these offices back open soon. In the meantime, the Food and Drug Administration is planning to expand its daily food safety work amid the continuing lapse in funding. High-risk food safety inspections could start up again as soon as today. Also, the USDA Food Safety and Inspection Service remains on the job. States are also hustling to get Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program February benefits out to their recipients starting this week, which Politico says is a big logistical and communications undertaking. Finally, today, much of the country was affected by a major winter storm that blew through last week in a belt that extended from Denver to the mid-Atlantic coast, with heavy snows falling across eastern Colorado, Kansas, southeastern Nebraska, southern Iowa, and the eastern Corn Belt. Much of Nebraska and the northern plains, along with the Texas Panhandle, were spared the worst of the snow, but residual rains in many places will likely impact cattle performance in feedlots and in the country. According to OSU Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel, the delays in fed cattle marketing that this may cause might help to support or even push fed prices higher. Though whether or not any noticeable impacts to the overall market condition will be seen remains unknown. In the meantime, cattle producers in many areas are now facing some significant management headaches due to the weather and its impacts on feedlot performance and efficiency. In Oklahoma, Peel reports that wet, sloppy conditions have become a major challenge, especially across the southern half of the state. Oklahoma cattle producers, he says, are reluctant to complain about moisture in a place that so often suffers from drought, but exceptionally wet conditions this fall and winter have created significant headaches for cow-calf and stocker producers. According to Peel, the past 6 months is the wettest for the period on record for the statewide average, and regionally is the wettest period for the south central region of the state and the second wettest for the southeast and west central regions. The southwest central and north central regions have seen the 5th, 6th, and 7th wettest periods, respectively, in the past 6 months. In these conditions, Peel advises cattle producers to increase the quantity and quality of feed for their cattle to avoid production losses or impacts on pregnant or lactating cows or for stockers.
You've got farm news on Ron.
Attend this year's premier soil health event, the 23rd annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th, 30th at the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. Keynote speakers include Jay Fuhrer and David Montgomery. Choose from 50 breakout sessions with speakers like Christine Jones, Brian Jorgensen, Russell Hedrick, Lucas Criswell, Chris Nichols, and other soil health leaders, and enjoy networking with local, regional, and international soil health producers. Register now at www.notill.org.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.